Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio on the Wisdom Radio Network and the SLP Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson. I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner and a timeline coach, published author, and I have several CDs with two new CDs coming out. One's called Expand Your Life, and the other one's a sunrise meditation. It's about the sun rising and going out. So anyway, tonight I want to talk about something unique that happened to me over the weekend. And it really comes down to understanding that you never have a bad day. You just have more days sometimes when you're supposed to slow down and look at life. But what I really have discovered is I was going through just, since last April, I've been going through just one, seemed like one challenging day after another. Until last week, one day I just stopped and I slowed down. And I says, am I having a bad day, or do I just think everything is supposed to be perfect rather than see what I was doing? Because sometimes you have to slow down and see the world. And sometimes when you slow down, the world speeds up, and it really opens you up to see something in a better way. So what I understand now is it's a new way for me to live my life and to expand it, because my everyday life is my teacher. And I'm really starting to see that, and it's the pessimism of the world. And see, we're so used to getting mad and pessimistic about something when we're having a challenging day, rather than see the pessimism of the world as a wisdom energizer. And that's all a bad day is a new day of understanding, opening out your patience to do whatever you choose to do. And that's what life is about. Life is a patience builder. It's not only a patience builder, but it's going to open you out to listen your way to wealth and success. And that is what is really going to expand you and let open you up to live your desired life, is when you choose to slow down and see the little trials and tribulations that you think you're experiencing are really life-expanding moments. And the pessimism of the world, how's the news media and the newspapers and a recession, and especially a recession, how is a recession God and the universe's way of asking for individual innovation? You know, you can go back from the beginning of time to today and see we've advanced in technologies, but the way we do things and the way we treat people are still the same. We stay the same because we're afraid to expand and treat people good, because when you treat somebody good, they really look at you different, because what they do is they think you're weak. You know, people with big hearts are actually more stronger than somebody that's narrow-minded, egotistical, and mean. And you know, it's like the Penn State thing that's going on right now. Everybody knew what was going on, but nobody wanted to stop it. They was hoping that it'd go away, and it didn't. And that's how the bullying of the world really gets going, is because they think it'll come over. But, you know, we allow the bulliness, but yet we want people to be politically correct, and we're afraid of that. So when you engage in your inner self, you start opening that up to a new way of thinking. And that's really what we're really up about. All about here is opening out new ways for people to think and actually energize who they are. You know, when you see the pessimism as a world and your daily life and the pessimism is a textbook, because you see the unique pessimism in your own way, and that's the way you have to choose to expand your life. It isn't until you see the pessimism of the world you can see the pessimism in your own. See, when you're talking the negativity and the pessimism of the world, you're really talking about yourself and your inner self. And that's how you see the world. It isn't the world seeing you. It's you seeing the world. And the pessimism and the recession and the economic times we're going through right now, it's really asking and begging for individual innovation. And you got to sit down and really ask yourself some real challenging questions. The more questions you ask, the better off you are. And you really can't ask the question knowing the answer or knowing the pathway. See, we're looking for answers and solutions, and there's only temporary pathways and temporary ways to move forward. We think life is permanent just the way it is, and life is only, it expands secondly, whether it's constructively or negatively, but life is expanding. And sometimes you got to go down the pessimistic road to open out a new way of thinking, and that is where life is really about. See, there's no such thing as pessimism. There's no such thing as negativity. That's our belief system and the way we've been taught all of our lives, that there's pessimism and negativity and all this other stuff out there. But really, it's you are the one, and it's ingrained in your subconscious mind and in your DNA, heart, mind, body, and soul. We encompass the negativity of the world. And all negativity is a fear of being who you are and expanding life. We're so afraid to expand somebody out of their current situation that we stay stuck in the same situation. It's just like what's going on today with everybody's looking for what's wrong or what Barack Obama's doing wrong or somebody in the political arena. Well, the political arena is so disengaged from us that they don't even understand what's going on. The only way we're going to engage the political system and your life back into priority or prominent is you got to engage in yourself and bring yourself back to prominent. And see, how are you afraid of the pessimism, and how do you buy into the pessimism of the world? See, if you look around the world, India, Africa, the United States, we're still ingrained in the same thing as history. We've been ingrained in the same thing for a very, very, very long time. And we're really engaged in the corporate fascism now, because we're waiting for the corporations that are sitting on billions of dollars to lead us out. But then people get mad at them because they don't pay taxes. Well, that's a personal belief, but, you know, wealthy people get wealthy because they engage. Poor people stay poor because we engage in poverty instead of prosperity. And see, poverty consciousness creates wealth in the people that aren't afraid of it. And that is something that I'm really starting to understand is when you see wealthy people, that means they're engaging in taking the working people's money. Business gets rich from working people or from people spending money in their store. And that's really what life is all about. Is when you see people spending money, you understand life is getting good for them, and it's really going about your business and moving forward. And, you know, we're all trying to be something. but we're so busy trying to be something, we forget to engage. And we think, we'll say, I'll take a chance on this. Well, chance is just creating havoc, allowing nothingness every day. Chance is an excuse to lose. And one, there's people that take a chance and win. But however, how do you engage in yourself when you're taking that chance? Or do you engage in the luck of the world? Because Mrs. Universe really, really wants to engage you in that inner sage. And as you're engaging in there, life gets better, easier, and more omnipotent. You know, to live your life in the world we live in today, you have to open up to see the world as opportunity. And that's just opulent, profuse perspicuity, opening real, tantalizing utopia, naturalizing innovative tenaciousness, guessing your life. And that's what opportunity is. It's about you engaging in yourself. Anybody can say anything, but however, to win your game of life, you really have to open up to engage in it. You know, and when you understand that, life is very good for you. But how are you so caught up in the pessimism of the world you can't move forward to the day? That's what life is all about, is what we're unwilling to engage in. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen in this situation? But until the people open up and really get into their own intuition and things they have going on, life will stay stuck. And your life will stay stuck until you really engage in who you are and where you're going. But, you know, here's something else that people don't really understand. Is it all the troubles and tribulations you face are yours? They're unique to your journey. And so how are you unique to your own journey? What are you passionate about? And what will you really accomplish by staying the same and working for somebody else? And that's something else I've really discovered about myself. It's easy to work for somebody else in one way, but in a spiritual sense, it's really, really, really hard on the person to accept. And that is a different way of being. And you want to really unleash that different way of being. You want that savant sage out there really, really, really expanding you and doing your whatever it takes. But here's the thing. How are you shutting yourself down before you even start? Because when it comes to engaging in the inner self, sometimes you feel isolated and alone, stuff like that. So when you open up to play this game of life, you have to engage in yourself. And here's a question for you. What are you really good at, better than what anybody else did? How is that your entrepreneurial utopian taking care of you? And so as you're working on this and you're expanding, what really, really opens out in you when you engage in who you are and do what you say you're doing? Life is about having fun and engaging in life. And, you know, something else that happens in life is when you're engaging in life, don't be too caught up in what you're engaged in, because it'll take you away from what you are and where you're going. And that's something that really, really has to be free inside yourself. And when you do this, you're going to really, really move forward. But what in your life don't you like? Be very honest. What is it in your life you don't like and you really want to open up? And things like that. Because when you engage in opening your life, you're engaging in opening your own wisdom. And wisdom is just basically all it is thinking. But it's a different kind of thinking. And so when you choose to do that, you're really choosing your own side and you're choosing yourself to win. And what else is really, really hurting you right now? And if you find something that's really hurting you, you're hurting yourself because it's all your own thoughts. You know, it takes 9 positive thoughts to overcome 1 negative thought. And just think how many people Fred Market made nervous. I mean, Henry Ford made nervous when he was inventing the car, because it was all new. You know, new scares people because there's no roadmap. And, you know, that's why it took so long for people to leave the East when the other people that did, they all thought they was crazy. And, you know, the Western lands, they were vacant. There was nothing there but Native Americans, horses. I mean, and, you know, it was either ride a horse, wagon, or walk. And, you know, here's the thing. Today, we're not into the walking. We're into the riding. And how does that really, when you'd rather ride, how does that make you look for the easy way out in your own life? How are you always looking for the take the easy way instead of the life-expanding way? And that's what the intuitive self does, or the higher self. When it's time for you or me to expand, it takes the load, rest, travel to make us the most uncomfortable we've ever been in our life. And that's what it really, really does. It really opens you up to do that. And that's what pessimism does. When you choose to look at pessimism as unrefined wisdom, it really opens you up. And then you start seeing the chances and the opportunity in life to move forward. So what inside you has you scared to move forward and do what you're supposed to do? You know, the questions we ask ourselves, we like asking real baby questions because it doesn't make it hurt. You know, you want to ask questions like the ha-ha moment. You want to become awakened and ready to move forward because you want to understand you can expand the fan to move your life forward. But however, what about you that you're really, really afraid to move forward? What are you willing to hold on to rather than let go of it and move forward? And that's kind of what we're doing here. We're really trying to open people up to move forward and see life in a better way. So what do you have to let go of and do to move a life forward, to live that desired life and the life you'd be fulfilled at? So anyway, as we're moving through life and through your daily life, what do you allow to mess you up and just hold on to it? Because it happened to me. It has to be this way. It can't be another way. You know, that is the biggest fallacy we've ever lived right there. We believe, but believe is really be lie to oneself. Because there's part in there that says be lie. And then, but it's really believe is about letting go of believing that this is what it is. Because nothing happens the way we think it does. And that's where it really, really is binding people up. Because they're so afraid that they may not look good the next time if something does happens in their life and they have to go back. And and as we're moving forward in life, life becomes, excuse me, more open and more free because we're letting go of everything in life. You know, what are you so attached to that you can't let go of? And that's how a lot of relationships fail, because one thinks they can't live without the other. And that's not true. Together, you expand, but when one feels they can't live without the other, or if you feel like you can't live without something, things go different and do things different. And that's where we become pessimistic and we feel the world is really against us, is because we really are looking for something that didn't happen. How have you done that? How have you looked for things that haven't happened, but yet you think they've happened? And they happen totally different. How do you jump to conclusions before something is? I've done that many, many times. And I was good at it, but I'm really open up to really not doing it anymore because of what I do. Because of a presumption is just assumed, and that makes an ass out of you. And that's what really happens. And it's happened to me many times. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And what I do is expand people. And my website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com, and Tom Ski with Be First Inc., and he will expand your sand, understand you can open up a canonized cash flow, because Tom will engage you in new market. Precious Gems Publishing, Amy Legner, she's been a long time with big publishing houses. She has lots of experiences and understands what we're all about and how it's going forward. And the same is with B Wisdom Publishing. She understands the publishing industry. So we will start moving that forward. And Amy's also got a book called Talent and Lowry 13, and it's a real prolific book. It's got some educational things in it, but she's done a lot of research on it. And that really will expand who you are and where you're going. And Be First website is BeFirstInc.com, and Tom's website is Tom@BeFirstInc.com. And Precious Gems is Precious Gems Publishing, and Be Wisdom is be-wisdom.com. And that's where you'll get that. But with Cowboy Wisdom, we're really going to engage you in where you're going and what you're doing in life, because it's an individual thing, but yet it takes people from the outside world to really engage in who you are. And that is something Joey's going to have. I mean, that is just something that the world will have to do to move yourself forward. And when life goes that way, life just does that. And, you know, freedom goes when you're willing to let go. And that really, really is about you expanding yourself and letting go. And I want to thank everybody on the SOP Radio Network, and thank you for listening. And we're back with Wisdom Radio, Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio and Wisdom Radio. And we're going to flow in the go here about you opening out your genuine omnipotence. And that's what go is. It's just a genuine omnipotence. Omnipotence is all powerful and unconquerable. And that's what we do. And when we open up to be all powerful and unconquerable, we're actually opening up to do different things and be free in everywhere we go. And that's what everybody in the world has to open up to, is to see the world the way it is and not the way we choose it to be. And you can do that when you're in the flow of the go. But you really have to see the world as all positive, and there's no negative that ever happens. And that's a whole new concept, because we're taught to look for negativity. And that is what happens when you do that. Nothing good moves forward, because you're too caught up in the old to be in the new. And that is something that the world don't understand, is being in the new and expanding. And how would you feel when you expand and out of everything? But to expand, you have to let go of the contraction. You have to start seeing the world in 180 degrees and from every corner of it, so you can expand in your daily life and do what you choose to do. And with Wisdom Radio, it'll be back up and running next week. So we will really, really be back up and running, and it's wisdom-radio.com. And we're really going to open you up, because we're really going to start engaging in the economic situation we're in, because it's about you are the one that's going to bring us out of it. And it's your own innovation that's going to bring us out of it, not you, not anybody else. And, you know, the corporations, they think they got us in a real bad bind, because they don't want to spend any cash. And they think as long as we're cash strapped, they can control us. And that's not true. They can't control the heart and mind and spirit, but they really think they can. And that is what we're going to open up. And tomorrow night, that's what I'm going to talk about more, is the same thing. Is more about innovation, but we're going to get more into how to look for it and where to go. And my website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And hopefully the sunrise meditation will be out for people to hear. But I also have three other ones. One's on DVD, the Letting Go CD, and the Money Is My Friend. Money is my friend that flows to me from all sources. Just see how that feels in your chest area and in everything else. And I am a hypnotherapist. I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, but I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and stuff. And that will open you up and expand you. And that's what I do, is I open you up to see the world in a better way. And I want to thank everybody. My website's cowboy-wisdom.com. email cowboywisdomnlp@gmail.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410, and I want to thank everybody for being here.